Leo, first of all, 1-12 to not 11, what's your reaction to that?
Yes, was disappointed, all right. We got back into the game and there was only one in it. You know, felt we'd a few chances, we could have tied it up. But all in all, we'd be happy enough. We got a good look at a lot of players in the last 2 weeks. The boys fought back in both games, you know, maybe from tough positions. So, all in all, you know, happy enough with the way things are going.
Yes, like, of course, they're in and Connacht champions. Kim went at you very strong from the word go and really pinned you back in the first few minutes.
Yeah, they really did. Now, in fairness, they showed us that, I suppose, that intensity that we need to get up to the level, like, you know, and they really showed us that at the start of the game. And, I mean, we were slow to adjust, but, you know, we did get the grips with things and after a while, but I suppose they started to kick on and then the goal.
You had a good spell then. They went two up and then you came back into a level and hit three more and went ahead for a while, and then they had a great finish. You didn't score again in the second quarter, and they did, and they went in 8-4 up at half time.
Yeah, well, that was it, exactly. There was a big deficit at half time, you know, and we would have been disappointed in that if we'd, you know, tag on another point or two before half time. It would have made the job a lot, you know, more manageable in the second half. But I was still happy with the reaction of the boys after half time, and, you know, they did put in a big push.
You made changes. You're only seven the last week's team starting, and so obviously trying to get, and you brought in three or four more in the second half, so obviously.
No, that's it. We think we put on six subs today, and we had a good few changes from last week. All right, so and then the two games, I think we've got to look at close to 30 players. So, you know, that's important for us really to get the best players on the pitch and you know, give everyone their fair crack at it. So, we're getting a good look at everybody, and we're building them. We've lots to improve on, of course.
You have Mayo in 2 weeks. I think now that'll be another good test, and you're on the road away to them as well.
That's right. Yeah, we're down the Dome in 2 weeks' time. So, there's a lot of stuff we'll be working on between now and then to try and tidy up, you know, basic mistakes and different things. So.
Yeah, and have you got everybody with you at the moment, or have you carrying any knocks or injuries?
We do have a few injuries now, all right. And we'll be hoping to get Luke back in action for us too in the next.
Luke McLinn,
aye. So we're hoping to get him back in action for us in the next couple of weeks, you know.
Is there a danger you could lose him to the county seniors? Is
well,
he in the squad for tomorrow?
He is in the squad tomorrow, aye, all right. And hopefully now our championship comes first in terms of and dates, so hopefully we'll get Luke involved, you know, and against Antrim in the first round of the championship.
So obviously disappointed it was for the second week in a row, but there are positives.
There's positives, surely. Very disappointing now. Nobody likes to lose, and I mean, it's the boys are gutted there, and I suppose we're a wee bit annoyed ourselves, but I mean, you do have to look at the bigger picture, really.